From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Another powerful earthquake jolted central Italy Sunday, causing injuries and damage, including the collapse of a 600-year-old basilica, but no media fatalities. The epicenter of the 6.6 magnitude quake was near the town of Norcia, where only the facade of this 14th century basilica of St. Benedict still stands. Thousands were made homeless.
Ma soprattutto diamo un messaggio alle popolazioni. Noi ricostruiremo.
Prime Minister Matteo Renzi vowed to rebuild houses, churches, and businesses. It was the most powerful quake to hit Italy since a 6.9 magnitude quake struck in 1980, when thousands perished. Many had already fled the area following an August 24 quake that killed nearly 300. Syrian rebels Sunday pursued their counterattack against Russian-backed government forces in the embattled city of Aleppo, with reports of fighting inside the government-held sector. Analyst Alam Payan of Ohio State University said he's not surprised by the rebel advance.
I had information that they were preparing, but no one was really sure that when will they start this. So apparently they have somehow decided to go ahead and strike on Friday, yesterday, and today.
Monitors say at least 40 civilians have been killed in the latest offensive. Both sides accuse each other of using chemical weapons. Much of the fighting centered on a battle for a huge apartment complex in a western district, which, if captured, would bring rebels within several kilometers of the center of government-controlled western Aleppo. Some violence was reported at polling stations as voters in Ivory Coast decided whether to approve constitutional changes aimed at ending years of unrest. Proponents say they'll bring stability to the politically and ethnically divided nation, which experienced a 1999 coup, a civil war, and post-election violence in 2010. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have claimed to have captured more villages in the two-week offensive to retake the city Mosul from its Islamic State defenders. The town of Al-Shura was recaptured on Saturday. Police officer Salem Salamati said the battle lasted most of the day and more than 35 terrorists were killed. He said the defenders showed little resistance. Tens of thousands of Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga fighters have been closing in on Mosul from the north, east, and south since the assault began October 17. Meanwhile, forces from the paramilitary Iran-backed Hashid al-Sha'abi claim to have captured four villages southwest of Mosul. Turkey continued its post-coup attempt a crackdown announced on the weekend. More than 10,000 civil servants have been dismissed and closed more than a dozen media outlets over suspected links with terrorist organizations. With the country still under a state of emergency, tens of thousands have been sacked or suspended. Tens of thousands of others have been arrested since the abortive July 15 coup. The European Union and Canada Sunday signed a delayed landmark free trade agreement in Brussels, removing almost all customs duties. Donald Tusk is EU president.
Free trade and globalization have protected hundreds of millions of people from poverty and hunger. The problem is that few people believe this.
Tusk joined Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, European Commission head Jean-Claude Juncker, and the Slovak Prime Minister in signing the Comprehensive and Economic Trade Agreement. The signing ceremony had been pushed back from Thursday after Belgium's French-speaking Wallonia region vetoed the pact over agricultural and arbitration concerns. Political leaders will meet with the president of Iceland to see who will form the next government following inconclusive parliamentary elections on Saturday, where the anti-establishment Pirate Party made large gains. The Pirates nearly tripled their vote share, appeared to pick up 10 seats in a 63-seat parliament. The election triggered by April's resignation of the prime minister over his offshore holdings revealed in the so-called Panama Papers scandal. An evangelical bishop has been elected mayor of the Brazilian city Rio de Janeiro, perhaps a sign of a shift to the right in the country's politics. Senator Marcelo Crivella getting 59% of the vote in Sunday's runoff election. An unusual venue and outcome. Two U.S. professional football teams, the Washington Redskins and Cincinnati Bengals, fought to an unusual 27-27 tie in a game played Sunday at London's Wembley Stadium. Marvin Lewis, the Bengals head coach.
We have opportunities, both sides of the football, to win the football game. And, for the time and energy and everything invested in it, that's what you want to get.
I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.